production time. Ladies and gentlemen, now your daily Aye Tigbo. Baltimore time right now is on 15 minutes after the hour of 3 o'clock. Today is November 20th, year 2023. Downtown production, while our magic Benzo Magic production, the Benzo itself is under repairs. It's pretty rough, and every move I make, it seems like there is opposition here and there. The first one is Mavis, that I have kicked out close to $3,000, but give me a bad car, and it has affected production or business in a negative manner. An insurance guru who promised we could litigate by way of suing, that I could sue for my $3,000 to get my money back. But I don't quite understand what his position is. As a matter of fact, I thank him for accommodating me as a night before the last. And by yesterday, on his way to a laundromat, he couldn't allow me to stay right there. It's against his policy. So I was turned into the cold weather, took a bus to or shoes where I'm podcasting right now, ladies and gentlemen. In the process, Tunde called to ask if I had got a place to stay, which of course I have not. And he was talking senselessness about. That was the reason the Omishores and Aye Tigbo contributed $1,450. But what happened is that it's not about that money. It's about getting one's priority right. Transportation is important here in cold weather. If my magic Benzo is available right now, I wouldn't be going through some kind of mental torture that I'm going through right now. Ladies and gentlemen, it's pretty rough, but we're going to pull it. It's a phase, ladies and gentlemen. It happens once in a while. Now I'm walking like exercising up and down just to while away the time, you know, the time, so as to go and check into a hotel and take care of Magic Benzo today, which is at Sammy's mechanical workshop. And our people, they excellent when it comes to causing confusion, being diabolical, being satanical. They talk about spiritual attacks here and there, but you never know what genies are out there in the air. Ladies and gentlemen, are your daily Olagbaju Aye Tigbo. Baltimore time right now is 20 minutes after the hour of 3 o'clock. Let's see how long we've been podcasting and broadcasting. 44 minutes and 50 seconds, ladies and gentlemen. Are your daily Olagbaju broadcasting and podcasting. So Tunde Adebayo was hitting me on the head, reference to the idea that the fund raising was for getting a place to stay. Nobody is saying that having a place to put your head in is not important, but transportation is also equally important. Also, I met a lady with Airbnb. I registered for membership, and she gave me a place in Harford County so far. And I stayed there for one day, and we negotiating on maybe monthly rent to have the room very decent and use it for my studio, ladies and gentlemen. And about 3 days ago, she was to pick me up here, but she never came because she's into maybe taking care of, maybe into caregiving. And according to her, she didn't get somebody to relieve her. That was day before yesterday. Day before yesterday again. She was to pick me up 4901 at 4901 Belair Road, where I barbed my hair. And also, she couldn't make it. We agreed on the terms, and but she didn't get a relief. I've called her earlier on and left a message for her to call me back. So this morning, if she can pick me up over here, I will zelly her the fund, maybe for 2 days or one day. So, and then take care of the bands, hopefully, you know, today. But I pray to God that Sammy, the mechanic, is not going to charge me arm and leg, so I can take care of the Mercedes-Benz. Also, take care of the housing situation. If there is a benzo, the benzo can serve as a production center, you know, and relax and do whatever you want to do, you know, because you need source of income. You use a Mercedes-Benz tool to do your sedan service, ladies and gentlemen. This is America for us. Also, we don't know why we are sharing our thoughts with you all the time. Everybody is talking to an Android or typing stuff. It is really satanical that you do not share the quality of your minds, the quality of your brains with us. Worrisome, but it's part of life, ladies and gentlemen. Are your daily Olagbaju Ayetigbo? Now let me go to WhatsApp and read some of the articles written earlier on with my byline attached to it by Ayodele Olagbaju Ayetigbo. Arrange Government by Ayodele Ayetigbo. Good morning, Pundit Artificial Intelligence VO, and thanks for sharing thoughts with us on the internet, saying Nigeria would soon go fascist. Now, how did you compute dictatorship would soon take over? You are very much part of corrupt Nigerian system, like the rest of us. The judiciary, like INEC, has its constitutional role to play under this democratic dispensation, and they have recently played that role. The Supreme Court played its role to legitimize Tinubu's presidency. That the outcome did not favor your principle doesn't mean Nigeria must go to the dogs. Hypocrisy is when you empowered fascist Boko Hari in 2015, but now crying foul of arranged Boko Hari lutocracy that was prearranged for Batinubu to take over in 2023. President Batinubu is the new sheriff in town. You may take that to the bank. Nigerian system is what it is. Live with it or come up with a new corruption-free democratic system. On Friends Helping Friends today, Yoruba Group is asking you pundits to prescribe which way to greatness for Nigeria in general and Oduans in particular. I am a journalist forever, not a politician. My role is to keep watchdogging, as in calling it as I see it. We must be civil in politics to play it without bitterness. It's not a do or die. The reaction, the election must be won by a contestant. And after verdict, it's time to roll up sleeves to engage in nation building. Again, which way to greatness? Tell us your panacea, the faction, are your daily Olagbaju Ayetigbo, November 20, year 2023. All right? So let's go back to see how long or how many minutes. 11 minutes and 52 seconds. Now let us read another work. All right, go back to WhatsApp. I think I can find that. Okay. After, before Arinji government, there is a note to, no, not that one. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Ayodele Olagbaju Ayetigbo. Okay, all right, scrolling up. Please support, all right, the US African Voice, that Friends Helping Friends today, the faction. Ayodele Ayetigbo's, please support. Tunde, our Halia Ying Yangs were not helpful. You may be comfortable, but I am not. Agreed, you played a role, a vital role, mobilizing the Omishores and Ayetigbo, or Ayetigbo, and others to contribute to the sum of 1,450. To lifting me up from lockdown and social distancing interregnum I am presently going through. You asked the same question you asked the very first time. You said someone told you he saw me downtown in a pitiful condition, but you later confessed it was you that actually saw me at Royal Farm. I am an author of the Limo Modus from our Halia and Ying Yangs. It was evident we as Africans excel in argumentative engagements than getting a problem solved. Thank God I have the record of my donors and contributors whom I have expressed my eternal gratitude to, for lifting me, my spirit up, that I was not alone. Journalism and media practice are my forte, and couldn't or wouldn't hesitate to cause whosoever wants to dictate to me how I practice my craft. To your question, do I see you as my loyal blood or loyal brother or an adversary? You have to answer your own question based on your take on our relationship since we met at the Majes. For me, I know we are both Omisore grandsons on mother's side. Do we agree on all issues? No. We have our differences, and that's natural. Cousin Tinufadugba and I agreed much on that earlier. Please stop dictating how I set my priorities as regards to handling my business. Reference to he says, she says, Lolo Hiju, Latif and I agreed any human has a right to free speech. Ditto, Biodun Obey. Agreed, serious media practitioners would stay away from tabloid journalism. But at my own level of development, media practice is what the practitioners say it is. Simply cited. So, please let's stop unwelcome senselessness of revisiting dead issues that make nobody smile to the bank. Lastly, speech is money and money is speech. We all must invest our money where we have a voice. Money talks for bullshit to run. While I am thankful to all my sponsors, / subscribers, permit me to advise friends and family to inform me if come across a studio for rent in Baltimore County, / Baltimore City. Together we advance, the more the merrier. To subscribe or sponsor, Zilli or Cash App, 410-961-8728, 410-961-USAV. Thank you and God bless. You got anything to say yourself? Say it. You don't have anything to say? Then be quiet. 17 minutes and 15 seconds.